Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. And we're going to visit with Bonnie Will. Bonnie's a physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, did you like the really warm weather yesterday?
Yeah, it's a nice change.
did you get to be outside, though? That's the thing.
Yeah, I tried a little cross-country skiing, but the snow's not real great for that right now.
Oh.
But I tried.
Okay. Yeah, I've never tried cross-country skiing. What's that like? You enjoy it?
I do. The groom trails are much easier, but I tried to do it around the yard, and it's a little harder that way, a little more of a workout.
Yeah, I understand. You do get a pretty good workout with cross-country skis, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Well, Bonnie, maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with you. I want you to introduce yourself, your education, family, and how you got started in being a physical therapist.
Well, I have been a physical therapist here at Johns Memorial since, as my kids call it, the 1900s, but I started in 1998. It started out with just me here in the physical therapy department, and then Jill Matthews joined the team, and now Rachel Hackinson has joined our team. Not only do physical therapy, but Rachel does some stuff at the school related to therapy and athletes, and then we also do cardiac rehab.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
Bye. I went to University of St. Catharines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my sister went there too. She enjoyed that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then did you get started right away at Johnson Memorial Health Services? Or?
Well, I started between here and Montevideo and then transitioned to just here in Dawson.
Okay.
Yep.
So how has it changed over the years? How many years have you been doing this, you said?
Oh, too many to count. Oh, okay.
So how
it's changed a lot. You know, we used to schedule on paper and have paper charts. It's all electronic now, and it's changed a lot over the years.
I know I graduated in 76 from Madison High School. If I sprained my ankle, I just put ice on it and sat on my couch at home, and that was the end of it. But now it's a little different that way now, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. Now the push is to get people back into activity as soon as you can, and we do that for sports, work injuries.
Yep.
We just try to get people back to their function, and that's what we try to do with a cardiac rehab program, too.
Okay. Yeah, it is heart. February is Heart Month, cardiac rehab.
So cardiac rehab is a medically supervised program. It's to improve your cardiovascular health. There's kind of three parts to it. There's exercise, counseling, and training, and the exercise is all done with the monitoring on, so we can see your heart rhythm and see if it's looking the way it should or if there's any things we need to be concerned about. And then we do education on different risk factors or heart-healthy diet, which everybody loves to learn about. And then we also talk about ways to decrease stress, because stress can be very harmful to your heart.
That's right. Yeah, I have experience in cardiac rehab, and I'm glad I went through that. It taught me a lot of things about nutrition. You just don't get on a treadmill and walk for a while. You cover all the bases, correct?
Correct. Yep. We do the education to starting out slow, progress to some weight training, do some different exercise things, talk about stress, medication, blood pressure, mm-hmm. blood sugars, weight, all of that.
Okay.
Yep.
Give us an example of physical therapy as a senior citizen, maybe after a fall or something like that. How do you work with them? What do you do?
So we always evaluate and, you know, find out what their baseline is, or if, you know, have people maybe had trouble for a while and they've kind of been having issues for a while, or if it's a sudden thing, and then kind of figure out what their goals are, because everybody has a different goal of things that they want to be able to do and do well, and kind of work with them and figure out what we need to address. So we'll check strength, balance, we'll go over recommendations for home, activity, things like that.
Balance is a big issue for older people. How do you work with balance? I mean, can you give me an exercise that you do with how to deal with your balance?
There's a lot of different exercises we can do for balance. Some simple things you can do inside your home. We would use more like of a corner, because then at least you have two walls next to you. So you might try to stand on one leg, or you might try to stand with one foot in front of the other. But we'll have people do those things in a corner where it's safest for them. But that would be kind of a simple home thing that people could do.
Bonnie, other services Johns Memorial Health Services offers?
For physical therapy, we offer a wide variety of services, from the athletic screens at school or in the department, to we see people, infants through elderly, people at the nursing home, people in the hospital, for, you know, a wide variety of conditions. So if you're having trouble doing the things that you want to do, we can help you with that.
Okay.
To get a hold of us, you could call our main number, and that would be 320-312-2128.
All right, real good, Bonnie. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for all you do, and to get us back to work or school or whatever. So appreciate that.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Bonnie Will, a physical therapist at Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday right here on Q92.